AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
We're watching The Challenge Free Agent.
I know, I'm so excited because this is officially our first rewatch podcast, and woo-hoo! I'm nervous and excited to see it. It's been so long, and I can't wait to see how often we cringe at these first two episodes.
I feel like it's going to be a lot. And remember, you can watch The Challenge Free Agents along right with us, and you can do so now for free. Just go to ParamountPlus.com and use the code CHALLENGEPOD. Y'all know how to spell that. You get 1 month free, but do it quickly because it'll run out and then you'll be mad.
Girl, you know what I'm mad about this whole episode?
My hair.
I want to not shout out your stylist. It was probably you and a box of dye because your roots.
Girl.
Your roots. Whew. And you would be in the bathroom for hours putting in your little clip-ins and shit. And I'm like, she always looks so put together. But when I looked back, I thought my weave was intact.
But
too,
you did look cute. No,
yeah,
you did.
My sad face when John A. gets voted in, and I knew I just washed my hair because my pieces weren't laying down yet. They were still freshly washed.
Because you know they would be rushing us out of the house.
Girl.
Talking about you gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It was a blast from the past. There are so many things that I'll be happy never seeing again.
It's so true. Like, it is both, like, amazing to watch yourself back all these years later, but
and
also
cringy.
Very cringe, right?
Yeah.
Like, it is, I had one eye open and one closed while watching this. But can I just say about this season, and I feel like I've heard people say it, and you've probably heard people too, and I'd love to get your take because you've been on so many seasons, but I've heard so many people and seen in Reddit comments, because you know I lurk the Reddit comments, that Free Agents is really one of the great sort of iconic, because it's on the cusp of, like, it's not fully old school, it's not fully new school.
But it's not completely new school.
But
yeah.
It's like where it's more, to me this season already, we're only two episodes in, but it was everyone there, whether they were athletic or not, had heart. Like, it was about heart. It was about funny commentary. So many people there were hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
and I never knew I was a narrator. Like
you. Oh, my God.
Until I look back and I'm like, oh, so they did use... I didn't think about, one, that because, you know, the fans, I think, usually are the ones that keep count of things. So I didn't notice it till other people did. But to go back more, this was just like... We hadn't seen, like, an individual kind of season since, like, The Duel.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people were craving that. They wanted to see the new kids. And yet, no one gave a shit. Everyone's like, I'm here. This is me. I don't care.
Yes.
And it was like Johnny was the only one trying to play safe.
Really? It was so fascinating. I mean, you see so many. I feel like now it's just evolved so much into this athletic beast, which is great and fun, and it makes some of the games harder and they're interesting and the visuals are interesting. But what I love about Free Agents is it's so much, it really is hard, right? Like, everybody in there is, even the beginning when we talk about that striptease basketball game, right? Here's a clip.
In this corner, we have CT.
And in this corner,
Dorito.
And And that was like out of the gate.
Right.
Day one. Everybody's
so
in the room.
So competitive.
Everybody's involved. Like, I mean, we're not involved. It's Teresa, Lynn, SmackDown, and CT playing. But everybody's involved in that we're all kind of hanging out, watching it. It's like a
dressed
a
up. There were
thing.
Cheerleaders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to be into everybody's stuff. So it was mm-hmm. like, even for a costume party, like everybody was so involved. Johnny was playing whatever he plays every season.
Right. Doing his toasts or cheers that he does yes. every year.
And it's just kind of like how the family was, with just like a couple add-ons. And it was just so funny how people looked at like love and relationships. You couldn't tell these 20-something-year-olds that who they met wasn't their person. That
really
was the love of their life. Jasmine's like, this is the first time I'm single. And Swift seems like, you know.
The fact that she said, I want to be a whore this season. She said, I want cock and balls all season long. Jasmine said that out of her mouth to the camera.
Jasmine.
Shout out to Mommy Jazz. Like,
it's
I can. And,
crazy.
And Anissa, you don't get by scot-free, because I would like to know what inspired you as you were packing. You know, when they give us the little sheet about, oh, the temperature might be this, so bring this, because we never really know where we're going, of course. And Anissa's like, let me pack this little Kim VMA's award outfit in my suitcase just in case.
We have a costume party, and little did I know to bring a costume to a foreign country to compete in an athletic competition. Johnny is a banana. Imagine that.
You have Anissa, who's Lil' Kim. You have me, who's Nicki Minaj. You have Jasmine, who's a slutty student. Yeah! I think she really just pulled that costume from her everyday wardrobe.
Now, why and how did you have a Lil' Kim
First
outfit?
First of all, I'm the only one who actually paid attention to the weather, because I brought warm stuff. One. Two, those pants were not mine. I would never, in my very monochromatic, dark, black, white, and sometimes green
it's a neutral
wardrobe. Mm-hmm. There's no way I would have brought those pants. They were somebody else's. They may have been yours.
That actually could be true. That's probably
and
true.
And we cut out like a sticker, because I wasn't wearing pasties. And the wig, I don't even think was mine. Because I was,
that was
oh, wait,
good,
the wig could have been
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that was
it
like
was a good hair. Yeah, I was about to say, it was probably a Remy wig, because I looked at it, I'm like, nobody else had. I wasn't yeah. wearing a synthetic wig around there.
Yeah, no, I was, because I wasn't about to ruin a good one. They were all synthetic.
They were all those little falls, little half wigs.
Yes, they Get were. Quick weaves. Some quick weaves yes. that were on sale. If you look in the opening
scene. They
were
like $10.99.
When Frank has on a wig, that was mine. I was
Girl,
just, you know,
it was
sharing.
Just so, I mean, I'm just, everyone was in love. I just can't get over how our voices were different.
You think so?
Yours not so much.
I was saying, I feel like.
Nani's.
Really? I feel like your
Nani's
voice
is different.
Nani's is different. I can see that. I can mm-hmm. see that. Nani's is different. I feel, and CT's isn't quite, it got gruffer, I feel like, as the years have gone on.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's got a little
yeah.
more like gruffer. But it was, I don't even know if that's a word. But it was just, it's such
it's
a
not.
Fascinating.
It's not a word.
We're gonna make it a word.
I'm like gopher, rougher, like
gruffer.
What are you trying?
It's a little gruffer. Gruff. reminds me of McGruff. Wasn't there like a dog, like a
yeah,
child
that wasn't
dog McGruff?
Him. I just burped. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's a mess.
So excited.
I know this show is already bringing us back to the silliness that was. I think there's just so much. Okay, let's break down this episode. Here's a clip.
Now, one thing I want to stress, you might be competing as teams or competing alone, but make no mistake about it. This is an individual game, and the prize money will reflect that. We're giving away a total of $350,000. So for third place, for the guys and girls, $15,000. Second place for the guys and girls, $35,000. And for first place for the guys and girls, $125,000.
For me, the part that stands out is the dramatic pause when he tells us collectively how much money is in the pot. And then he starts to break it down between, like, third place gets this much. Okay, everybody cheers, yay. Second place gets this much. Everybody cheers, yay. And then he's like, first place. And we all sit there waiting to hear what it is, like, in shock, because none of us could do the math. Because if we had done simple math, we would have known what the answer was going to be automatically. But
right?
None of us were.
But we thought maybe it would have been bigger.
But no, because he said it's a total prize pot of
yeah,
X.
Nobody. And then yeah, but nobody really listened.
Nobody was doing the math. I was like, wow, we were not smart. But yeah, excited. I'm trying to think of what I felt like when I heard it was free agents. I think there was a part of me that was like, good, if I piss somebody off being a terrible partner, I won't be with them for long. Also good because my team, the first season I did the challenge, I didn't get along with half my teammates because they were terrible. And then not terrible competitors, just terrible people at the time.
No, I know what you meant.
Yeah. And then although I'm friends with one of them now. And then also a little excited to sort of challenge yourself because there's nothing like an individual game, which TJ hammers home every time, to really feel like I mean, it's never really individual
because you have to use people to get there. So I think it keeps it messy enough. Like,
right. But the decisions are your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but are they?
Yes. I didn't follow. Nene, you did. Okay, let's talk about it. The voting LaToya, right? First episode.
Wasn't that LaToya's first season?
Yeah.
I didn't know her. We didn't have a relationship. I had worked with these people before. So understand this is like my 10th show, my 8th show. I didn't know. It's also like, I didn't care. But I loved LaToya as a person, but I had to separate like what was going to be good for the game, what I thought at that time.
Yeah.
And what wasn't. But
yeah,
we'll see. And, you know, people that have watched this isn't like, I didn't get off easy this season.
Oh, no, no, we're not. We can't speed ahead. But, we're doing.
I know, but people watch us. Anywho.
But I love LaToya. She's hilarious. By the way, we need her commentary back. We need her fight back. Mm-hmm. We just need LaToya back as a whole. She was hilarious. But you see in episode one, people sort of going down that line of, back to your point, Anissa, about whether or not is it your like an individual choice or not. For me, it always was an individual choice. And so even in that scenario, while I was still relatively a rookie, didn't know LaToya either because that was her first season, we had built up a rapport enough that I didn't feel like their excuse of going for her was valid. I totally get it.
It was just easy for them.
Yeah.
It was easy for everybody. Once somebody says one person's name, do you rock the boat and say someone else or not? And that's been a theme for years and continues to be a theme. Unfortunately.
My vote's for LaToya as well.
LaToya.
My vote is also for LaToya.
I mean, it's trending. I'm gonna vote for LaToya.
LaToya.
LaToya, I'm sorry.
Johnny Bananas, who you got?
LaToya.
Okay, LaToya, you were selected. Come on up. You're going into the elimination round.
It's just interesting to see all of that. Like, even with the little games we played, like, as challenges, like, it made you think at home, like, yeah, I could really actually do this.
Yes.
Now people say, like, oh, I could do that. I'm like, no, you can't. No, you can't. Go canoeing for 4 hours, build a bike, ride it, do this, swim there, go there, run there. I'm like, you can't do it.
Yeah.
But these challenges, you could probably do.
You could probably drive a stick shift and then get on a backwards bike. Although
not really. The stick shift part would have been the hardest part for these kids.
I will say I have since learned how to drive a stick. TJ would be proud. I still wouldn't have won that challenge. Also, I don't know what Isaac's plan was. And shout out to Isaac, by the way, who texted me out of the blue. I guess he saw the new show that I'm doing. It came up on his TV. And so he sent a really sweet message. But Isaac, talking about he's gonna go the speed of smell when he was driving our bike in episode two. Isaac said, we're not trying to win. We just don't want to be in the bottom. I'm going the speed of smell is literally now how fast smell goes. I still don't know, but Isaac's strategy was obviously smart enough because it kept us out of the draw.
Yeah. Isaac is a character. I would pay money to see him again, meaning I will fly to wherever he is and hang out. He was a really good time.
You know, he has a travel company. He does like these really cool trips. He plans.
Well, I need him to plan my trip and have me go there.
Yeah, he does like really cool excursions. Shout out to Isaac. I actually need to respond back to that text. But yeah, Isaac was hilarious. Okay, let's get into. So we have the daily. On the top of that building, what were you thinking? What ran through your head when LaToya passed out?
I'm not going to the top of that building. Oh.
When LaToya passed out.
I don't know what was doing. I was solving a puzzle.
Yeah.
And then we were winning that challenge.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was going on. I just hoped that she was okay. You never want anybody to get hurt.
Yeah. And it was so intense. 42
flights. Did you do this? I can't even speak. You didn't do the steps.
Girl, no.
You would have still been at the bottom.
Hell, Usher, I'd be there now. The ghost of Devin.
No. I feel like you would have got to like the 20th floor and been like, nope.
Not after I heard what they were doing, because they were brutal in that stairwell. Yeah, I heard that they were slamming each other's bodies against the wall. People came out bloodied. Yeah. It was far more intense than it even showed. And I was like,
shout out to Swift, though. Thank you, teammate, for jumping over.
Yes, he did. Swiffer T.
Little Swift bunny.
I know. The Swiffer Sweeper. What happened to Swift?
I actually saw him, and I wanted to curse him out each and every time I saw him because he voted for me.
Oh, that's
wait,
fair.
It carried into the future, real life, because I would see him in Philly. Be like, people would be like, yo, you know my boy Swift? I'm like, I don't know him. Or I'd see him out, and I'd be like, who were you? Hey, Anissa, I'm like, who are you talking to?
I cannot.
I was like, I still don't fuck with you. I'm fine now, so shout out to him.
It's only been 9 years. That's good.
That
moment. I'm glad.
Yeah,
that
it's only taken.
I'm glad that we finally.
It's called Jewish guilt, and I've been born with it. So, like, if you do something that hurts me and you were a dick, I will keep reminding you of it because I am my mother's daughter.
Mm-hmm, that's fair. That's totally fair. Well, shout out to Swiffer Sweeper, also, who we will get into a little bit more as the season goes on, because he was also hilarious.
Oh my god, it got better.
Yes, it did. Okay, now let's talk about this elimination, right? And the draw. When you heard about the draw for the first time, what was going through your head? Were you excited about that? Were you just like, oh,
I was excited.
Yeah.
I was excited because I had been in so many eliminations. And like I said, like the first 3 minutes of this first episode.
Yeah.
Like I'm used to being, you know, kind of like an underdog and people would just like throw me in and I was disposable and weaponized and whatever, even though I didn't have that language then. But I felt like that. So I didn't care because I was excited that everybody else was just going to have to be as stressed out as I had been. And I was excited that we would equally be stressed.
Yeah.
It'd be a stress fest.
Yes.
I was excited about that.
I don't know what to feel. I feel like it was just a walking ball of anxiety for me. Anyway, going into the house. So I mean, if you look at the expressions on my face, 90% of the time is just that like dead smile where I'm like saying the word cheese, but there's no joy in my face. That's pretty much how I was feeling about it.
Which is understandable. Yeah. Everybody had anxiety because this wasn't a game that you kind of like skate by.
Yes.
You That's actually true. Had to like work or... And if your team or your pair or whomever didn't go, it was like a group of you going down to the draw.
There was no foolproof plan.
I think there was comfort in the group of stress.
Right.
Group stress.
I agree. I kind of agree. I agree with that.
You know, just like a misery loves company type of thing.
I completely agree with that.
And that's, you know, that's just what it was.
And now get into this first elimination, right? We had Chet versus Frank. And then we had Jimmy versus LaToya, right? With
Toya,
Chet being voted in.
Go and get that Jimmy, ass, Toya.
And Toya being voted in. So now Chet versus Frank. This one was really controversial then. And I know it still chaps Chet's hide to this day. So everybody wanted to vote for Chet. And what's funny is on our Real World season, Real World Brooklyn, Chet and I could not stand each other. Couldn't stand him. He put a rat in my bed. Couldn't stand Chet. And then on our, a live rat in my bed while I was sleeping. Yeah, they caught it on like the night vision cameras. Yes, absolutely.
They would have caught me on night vision too.
Getting arrested for
him.
Being.
Yes. I would have been a rat in his bed. Real quick, fucking him up.
Yes. Yeah, it was a mess. And so this is why it's interesting because, yes, so that had happened. And that hadn't happened that long before the free agents. It hadn't been a like crazy amount of time. And then on Battle of the Season, Chet was also very much an ass in general and on our team and to me. And so then I see him again at free agents. And the first challenge, the first daily, it's actually... Most people on our team were talking about voting him in. Like, that was kind of the consensus. And I wasn't for voting him in, despite him having been an ass. And I actually gave him a heads up after that team conversation that, hey, this is what's...
Why didn't you?
Why didn't I vote him in? You know, I don't... I think I felt... So I think two things. One... People underestimate the power of what happens when we get on those long-ass flights. And you know about this, Anissa. Like, sometimes the drama you guys see on the show, or even the hookups and the love, like, you may be like, damn, it's episode one. Why are they already in love? Because they sat next to each other on a 24-hour flight and, like, talked the whole time or bonded. And so I do think that Chet and I, when we because I still didn't know that many people. So when I was coming into this challenge and I heard Chet was coming, I think we ended up kind of talking a little bit before. And then I just saw him as like a brother, even though he got on my nerves, I still kind of saw him as a brother. And I just, I felt, I think, a little bad for him. Because I don't think he's a bad person. Spoiler alert, we're friends now.
You were on a different flight than me because, on all of them, because you know what I like to do on the flights? I like to have some wine and go to sleep.
All right, guys, before we get into it anymore, I definitely want to hear it. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
That was a rowdy group. Like, we partied. We were also so young.
Yeah.
Like, CT was the oldest person there.
Is he older than Bananas?
Yes.
Okay. Then, yeah, mm-hmm. probably. That's fair. Mm-hmm.
It goes CT, me.
Really?
Johnny.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I just look young.
You held up well. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I held up well, like a good wine or a table. A piece of jewelry. Like, you held up. That held up well.
It did.
Like, thank you.
It was a rowdy bunch. I gave Chet a heads up, so he kind of knew what was, what was coming. And then what was crazy is, so not only did Chet get voted in, and I thought put up a very good fight. Also, can I say, he looked, this will probably never come out of my mouth again, though, but he actually looked dashing in his interviews when he was so cute.
Yes, I don't know, give me a nerdy cute.
Looked very dashing. But anyway, so the chin thing, a lot of people gave him flack for leaving when he cut his chin
open. You know what? Let's just play the clip.
I mean, I know that may sound like a way out, but I mean, it's my face.
Okay, so you're gonna forfeit?
Yeah. There you go, buddy.
Chat.
All right, check. Go ahead and get your stitches. Make it happen. No worries. Frank, you're still in the game.
Chet, I think he's a coward. If your face is your moneymaker, why are you here? This is a challenge. This is America's Next Top Model.
Do you remember what your view was back then, Anissa, about it?
Like, yeah.
What was it?
It was exact. I was like, buck up, buttercup. Put a Band-Aid on it. Let's go.
See, and I was like, nope. I am with Chet all day, every day. Not in real life, but I mean for that. Because, one, if you go back and look, that thing was deep. Like, when the medics touched it at one point, you could literally see the flat, like, inside of it. That's a lot.
Two,
his thought was, if I get it stitched up here, even if I win this elimination, he knew we were going to be in nasty water challenges. We were going to be in all sorts of things that would likely get infected.
Yeah, but the face heals fast, so it's different.
I'm not trying to get gangrene in my teeth. I don't know. I'm with Chet.
All this up and they put stitches in it and I still
that's wild played. And he's like, no, I wouldn't, I couldn't, I was with, I support, I stood with Chet on that and I didn't think it was fair they gave him flack, and I would have done the exact same thing except for I would have wiped my bloody chin across TJ's shirt.
You would have been like, I'm gonna need a few more things before we actually participate in this. I'd like to sign something. I'd like to also pad the chin of that. I would like to,
I don't think that's fully, look, the one time I did walk into elimination, elimination, I went in, granted I put myself in, but I went in without any special, you know, I was like ready to fight. And then I didn't have to. But that's another season. So, okay. So that was brutal. But also when I watched, even though we've seen it a million times, we know how the outcome plays out, watching LaToya versus Jimmy. Wow. The look on everyone's faces when LaToya does that fake out and slams it in the little ring thing and then does that like chicken walk of like, yes, I am a bad bitch. Oh my goodness. Even 9 years later, it still rings as a fabulous moment. And I love Jimmy too, but my God, LaToya just, woo.
But that's what you, it's like rooting for the, it's like agreeing with the group to vote a certain way, but wishing the underdog would win. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of how I was. Like, I didn't really want to, I was trying to play it kind of safe for myself, but I secretly was like, come on, LaToya. And she has that grit. Like, she was scrappy.
Oh, yeah.
That was so entertaining to watch.
Oh, she was so good. When she was like, don't kick my head, nah. Don't kick my head.
I know. I love her. Listen, I can't wait to get to the LaToya and Brandon show.
Oh, girl.
Because now that's...
Girl.
That was something else, and that should have been real.
The Swift and Jasmine and LaToya and Brandon. Remember? Because they would sit on Dr. Devin's couch. I would do my little talk show, and I'd interview the couples.
Remember, I was a dude in one of the... thing.
Wait.
The dating one where I had the cucumber and the facial hair and the
hot mess.
We will get into that
so
on another day.
Much.
But your girl was a cute boy.
She was just saying. Mm-hmm. She serves on either side. That's true. okay. So now let's fast forward to episode 2. Now this is a very, I don't know what the word is, but it's a very powerful episode for me because of what happened that you guys did not see. Some of you have heard it alluded to. CT and I actually had a conversation about this a couple of weeks ago at Challenge Mania, and he actually brought it up, which was very interesting. And he remembers it all, details that have not particularly been spoken about until now. And this is regarding the Camilla CT Nani fight.
I'm getting real tired of everybody giving me a hard time when I just bought everybody's damn drinks tonight. So I talk a little bit to the girls, whatever. It's probably inappropriate, but yeah, it was fun.
CT, stop!
Stop on the car!
You're trash!
Camilla! Stop letting me! I'm not fighting you, I'm defending you!
I was defending her, and now she wants to fight me. Now I'm really ready to kill her.
Stop! Nani! Stop!
There's a real origin of why that fight started that has never really been spoken about. It also led to my behind almost getting lost in Uruguay. Well, actually, I did get lost in
Uruguay.
You did.
You were stuck at the bus depot.
Yeah, I was stuck on the bus. I did. But I'm clearly found now, so it's okay. But the real reason that it happened. Should I tell the real reason, Anissa?
Yeah, because I feel like I may know it already.
I feel like you have to. I'm sure we talked. Like, I'm sure you knew about it then, but you may have forgotten about it. Okay, so look, it's the early weeks. I think that was the first time we went out as a group like that, like to the club.
Yeah, because, and we stayed at Moby Dick's.
Yeah, we went out and we were out till like 4 a.m. And so in the days leading up to that, because I was new, I was a rookie, all right, don't judge, whatever. Like, CT and I had a little flirt thing going because it's what happens when you get in the house at first, right? You flirt a little bit in the first week and then by the second week, you're over people.
You could have picked somebody worse. I mean, he did.
Yeah, we had
good.
A little flirt thing going on. We would like, you know, he'd let me wear his coat. I'd be cold, da, da, da. So that night that we were going out, we chose to sit next to each other on the bus. Like, this was a planned thing that like, oh, and we sat in the back of the bus. No, nothing happened. But we like sat in the back of the bus. Don't make that face, Anissa. Nothing happened. So we sat in the back of the bus, you know, flirting, talking, blah, blah, blah. Go to the club. And also the way I operate, I don't generally like people in my business. So like, even if I'm flirting with someone, I'm not doing it in front of a million people.
Right.
So you're not going to see me making out in front of people. You're not going to see me. That's not my vibe. Although there were several couples, as we saw that night. Let's run through them real quick. What was it? Dustin and Jessica with Emily wishing she was Jessica. And then Laurel and Jordan.
Nani
and Kahuta. Mm-hmm. And wait, there's one more. Isn't there one more?
Mm-mm.
Not yet? Okay. I feel like there's
not
one
yet.
More.
not yet.
Okay. So those are the other couples we saw. But anyway, CT and I had this kind of flirt thing going on. Now, the night's ending, right? Everybody's about to get back on the bus. CT is pissed because somehow all the drinks did end up on his tab. I don't know how, but they did. Oh, well.
Mm. This becomes a current theme, recurrent theme, has been and continues. Will continue.
It will continue in perpetuity.
Said person was no longer good. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
So we walk out of the venue. So CT and I actually leave and head for the bus a little earlier than other people. Like, a lot of people are still in the bar being wild. So he and I walk out, and as I walk out, there's some Australian dude at a bar nearby. Because remember, Anissa, there were kind of like a couple
foreshadowing.
Bars, a couple, right. very foreshadowing. I'm marrying an Australian in like a week. But not that Australian. But there was an Australian dude.
Yeah, there
dude.
Was like a thing of bars.
Yeah, there's a thing of bars, and there's some Australian dude. And when I walk out, this Australian dude started yelling things at me. And I don't remember what he was saying, but he was just like yelling stuff. And I'm in like a little mini dress, whatever. And CT hears it, and CT yells at him. It's like, you know, shut the F up. And the Australian dude starts yelling back, and CT gets livid and starts yelling and cursing at the Australian dude. I mean, he's mad, but I appreciate he's defending my honor. Well, Camilla's drunk behind comes outside, not knowing anything about anything, and just gets in CT's face and starts yelling and cursing at CT. Well, now CT's aggravated at this Australian dude who was saying things to me, and is now aggravated at Camilla because she won't. I mean, you guys have seen the tape.
She was shut up. In his face.
Yeah, and she won't shut up. And that's why, too, if you notice at first, CT is actually relatively calm sitting on a bench when Camilla's just like yelling at him. It's because he wasn't even mad at her at first. He was defending me. Meanwhile, my behind is like, I don't like drama. I'm gonna go get on the back of the bus. So I went and got back in my seat, figuring CT would come meet me when all was said and done. Instead, Camilla starts fighting with him. He starts arguing back. Nani starts fighting Camilla. It becomes a whole thing. So anyway, that's the origin. It was because CT and I were flirting at the time. Flirting has never been more dangerous than in that moment. CT ended up not riding back on the back of the bus with us, but ended up staying in a hotel.
So she
that
was
night.
Lonely flirting. You were a party of one.
So I became a party of the one on the way home, which means I got forgotten about because Nani and Camilla continued to fight. So
didn't
when they
you fall asleep,
I fell asleep. Allegedly, I fell asleep with the armrest in my mouth.
The ride was 2 hours, though.
It was 2 hours, and it was 4 o'clock
so
in the morning.
Know that.
Thank you. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. We all, and of course I'd been drinking a little bit. Everybody would have been, and I was in the very back. So the bus got to the house. CT's nowhere on it because he had to be quarantined basically for the day to chill out. Nani and Camilla allegedly get in a fight when you guys get back to the house. And so
they were fighting in the car. That's right. When the pulling of the weave happened. That's why Nani had all her hair in her hand.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I was asleep during that. Clearly. And then when we get to the back of the house.
So on the bus in the depot.
The bus when I was asleep. And so everybody runs off, including the camera crew, to film the remainder of this fight. They don't do a head count. So the bus driver then leaves and goes back to the bus depot at 4 o'clock in the morning, parks the bus, turns on all the lights. He and his little cronies are standing there at the front. And I wake up thinking we must be back at the Challenge House, only to realize there is no one on the bus but me and this bus driver and my leather mini dress. I have no cell phone. I have no ID. I don't know the address of where we're staying. I don't know anything. And I'm like, I might end up in Uruguay forever. Fast forward. Fortunately, I didn't, thanks to a local PA who came to rescue me.
Right. We almost had a goner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so then I never flirted with CT again. So that is that origin story. But watching it back is interesting.
I mean,
it's funny now, but honestly,
it is so funny. It was probably, yeah, definitely. Plus, you didn't speak Spanish, did you?
Girl, I spoke hola, como está, muy bien, gracias, y tú, and la cucaracha.
Right.
Okay, you know
yeah,
what?
So nothing.
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 Nothing. And then I see, so it's this dude, and he looks at me, I look at him, and I'm like, oh, crap, but I also had to go to the bathroom. So I go to the front of the bus, because it's one of those coach buses, and I go to get in the bathroom, and as I walk past, the door was open to the bus, and there were 5 Uruguayan men standing around talking to each other, and they see me walk by, and they just go silent. And they look up at me, and I'm like, oh, hell. Didn't plan on this one.
When I become a Lifetime movie.
Right. I was like, this is going to be an interesting Dateline episode. We didn't have Hulu back then, but it would have been a Hulu documentary for sure. And then I go back and sit down after going to the restroom. And then 10 minutes later, this scrawny Uruguayan guy runs on the bus and motions for me to follow him. And in that moment, while I didn't know him either, or Spanish, I thought, well, one is better than 5, and I can probably take this scrawny Uruguayan man.
I can't
more
with
than I could take these 5 big
dudes. I learned
dudes.
Some things from LaToya and
it's
Jen.
Right. I was feeling inspired. I was like, you know what? I feel like I could probably take this one if I had to choose. So then he takes me to this white van. You know the white van I'm talking about. Like the vans that they tell you not to get into. It's my only option. So he takes me to this white van, but he
it's
has
my
me
only option.
He has me sit in the front. And he puts my seatbelt on. And I remember in that moment, even though I was intoxicated, going, Well, in the movies and the horror films, they don't usually care if you put your seatbelt on. So he cares about my safety. Because
they're
going to
kill you. So he's probably
not going to be good. So I just remember going, gracias, gracias, because that's all I could
say.
I
am finished with you.
And then we rode for 40 minutes and eventually I saw the house lights pop up in the distance. And I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. The end. Anyway, so episode two, a good and momentous eventful time. Let's talk about the voting of that. What were your thoughts about them voting in Dustin? Was that left field? I can't remember. Or, like, did you kind of see that coming?
I wasn't really a part of that. Like, understand, like, I wasn't as close with Laurel than previous times. Like, I thought, you know, so I didn't know what she was thinking of in terms of that. But I also thought, like, it's probably not going to be me, so I'm not really worried about it.
Right, right.
Like most people. And then Kahuta, you know, seems like a very even keel, like straight shooter. So hearing Kahuta's rationale, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Right. It was from logical. His perspective. Totally. Yeah.
Yes. And then I understand Laurel backing him. So it's, you know, it was unfortunate because that Dustin and I clicked and we were just like little buddy, dance buddies. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely adored him. So it was very, you know.
Remember the dance parties we used to have in the house when Dustin was still there? That was
Dustin
so
could
fun.
Dance. That's why I was like, oh, do your Dougie, babe. I was so excited. I was like, look at this white boy doing his Dougie. Get up, Dustin!
No, he had a little swag.
He did. That's why I loved him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yo, he was so great.
Mm-hmm. So good. It was good times. It was sad to see him go. And it was tough for Frank because Frank really has an uphill battle, not to give any spoilers away, even though this season came out 9 years ago, but not to give spoilers away. But like so far, I mean, getting the kill card twice, I can't even imagine, like back to back. Can't even imagine.
Yeah. And Frank and I were really close. So I was this was like a, I don't know if I had, oh, I was close with Zach, I thought, but I was closer with Frank. I didn't know how many close friends I had there. So it's nice when you have like the comfort of somebody. Mm-hmm. So it's like equally, well, not equally stressful because I wasn't in there, but to watch him have to go back to back, and Frank hadn't been feeling well. So like on top of that, like you don't want to have to, you know, fight all the time, especially when you don't feel great. So that was difficult because, you know.
And he brings a good point to not being able to prepare mentally, right? Because since both times were draw, it's not like you have a day, which is usually what happens, right? Because we do. You have some time usually to kind of like prepare for the fact that, okay, I'm going to be going in. But when you, in this scenario, you always had to be ready. Do you feel like, Anissa, you, anytime you were in the draw that you mentally were, like that you did try to get yourself in that mode or?
It's almost like if you pull it, it turns on, I would imagine. So like, I knew there was a chance. I knew there's a 1 in 4, you know, that it was going to happen. I just felt, hopefully that luck was going to be on my side this season.
Right.
So like, that's all you can hope for. You really can't do much more than that.
Yeah. I think same way, but also my goofy behind, I don't think I could get mentally in the zone if I wanted to, like I would have to really be in it. I don't think I could have prepared just myself to like, be in that. I just would be frustrated having to pack up all my shoes and dresses and stuff again. But it was a lot. Why I brought so many heels to the challenges beyond
girl,
me.
I don't know where you thought you were going. She brought
so many
every
heels,
fucking thing.
So many dresses, so much makeup. I used to give makeup classes. Oh, it was a lot.
And we walked to the zone arena, whatever it was called, because it was on our property.
We
lived in like some gazillionaires like all glass and stone
and
mansion.
Then TJ had like a separate house on the property too, remember? It was like up towards the front, I believe. There was like a I believe it was like we couldn't see it except for when we would drive in and out, you know, like the drive down in there. It was like over in there, I believe.
Oh, god, I remember pulling up there the first night and jumping off that bus, getting our rooms. I hate that. I feel like seniority. Like if you've been here the longest, you get the suite with the biggest closet.
With the biggest closet.
I don't give a shit. I'm getting old. I don't want to have to sprint with these kids. I'm accident prone. Not
Anissa,
today.
You're gonna have to flip coin for the orthopedic bed. All right, you can't just
listen.
Just
I don't care if there's a twin bed in there. I just want the biggest bathroom, the biggest closet.
That was my move for this season, but I didn't get it until basically everyone starts to get, I mean, I don't want to give spoilers away, but a certain side of the house starts every to get annihilated season. And then
right.
we had to well, condense.
But this happens every season to help with production's ability to film things efficiently.
Right.
That once people start moving, they start marrying the room. So like everybody's yeah. going to have to go.
Get out. Yeah, they start shutting down parts of the house. Yeah. yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, there's only two people in here. Well, why don't you two move to this room?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That started some shit too.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that more this season because I actually think that that help in doing that, it can really help impact your game and positively or negatively because mm-hmm. people that you do or don't talk to,
you have to live with.
Just, it just does. So who you room with is really important. And the fact that the producers essentially at a certain point may force you to move. They don't tell you necessarily who to go with, but just again, like Anissa said, just for efficiency's sake, these are big ass houses. And so at a certain point mm-hmm. when there's five people left, you yeah, can't you have every go, room over, you know.
Yeah, just running from one room to the next. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, so they have to shut it down. So okay, we get into this elimination, right? I forgot what they called it, something the wall, but this one was fascinating to me. What are your thoughts about when you first saw who was going, Frank versus Dustin, who do you remember who you would have thought your money was on? Or maybe when you did the rewatch,
well,
was there someone?
I know that Dustin's a little bit longer, so his reach would probably help him. But I know Frank is strong as shit and super athletic. So it's anybody's on that side.
Yeah.
For the girls, I mean, Jonna's taller too, but
Is she tall? I thought Emily was like tall.
I'm lying. Like, they're like the same size.
Yeah, Emily's like Emily could have been like an inch, but she's Emily's not short. And it's called the Wrecking Wall, by the way. I forgot. Yeah, but
the Wrecking Wall. I love that Jonna powered through that one because I feel like she felt like people didn't look at her as a threat either.
So right.
It's nice to have that.
Going against my friend in elimination is not going to change my performance at all. No matter what, when I compete, I give it everything that I have. And so when I'm punching through that wall, I'm going to be thinking about Laurel the entire time.
I'm really upset. I don't want to go against Johnny. She's like a sister to me, but I'm not ready to go home. So I'm going to use that as my motivation to get to the top.
Also, we do have to get into this. And actually, we should have said this part earlier, but maybe we did, but we're just going to reiterate it. This is a rewatch. We are so excited to be rewatching with all of you. But because it is a rewatch, we cannot be held responsible. No one else will be held responsible for the things that we may or may not have said or done almost 10 years ago. Okay, mm-hmm. So we get it. Look, there are things that we watch that we are currently watching back and we will cringe.
No,
and
that, we wore, that we watched, that we kissed.
I don't regret our kiss, Anissa.
We're not there yet.
I know. So just please don't just know in perpetuity. From now in perpetuity, we already know that there are some things that are said. Now, with that said, let's get into this Emily Jessica thing here.
Girl, let me tell you one thing about us back in the day. Because I feel like people may not know, but when you were like, if you were an 80s baby, mm-hmm. I feel like the fights girls got in were very like, she's fat, she's a slut. Mm-hmm. And this girl could mm-hmm. probably weigh 125, mm-hmm. tall, and a virgin. And she is a slut whore. She's such a batch. Fucking hate her.
Like, oh my
she
God.
Sucks. But to watch it back, I giggled because I was just like, Emily just has some of these one-liners that I'm like, bitch.
Emily was really mad. I remember that feud a little. I mean, should we call it a feud? Because it was really one-sided because Jess was just living her best life.
Yeah, and Emily was over. She wasn't feuding
Jess wasn't really
anyone.
Doing anything. And poor Dustin. Dustin was equally into Jess and it was Emily who just decided. Like, Emily just thought in her mind. And look, Emily cracks me up. But I do feel like nowadays we'd probably call it Karen behavior. Just because Emily decided in her mind out of nowhere, she goes, I want Dustin. I don't care that he's talking to Jessica. Like Jessica's talking
it's
to him.
It's also bold and kind of confident. Kind of go for your shit, girl.
I mean, go for it when there's
respectfully
no one. No one else there.
No, I get it.
But it was wild.
But he didn't need to kiss her either.
He didn't, and he was just a kid in the can. Dustin didn't know what to do with himself. The look on his face when Emily was in his bed.
But
what?
it was just like every girl was a slut. I mean, Nani said it. Somebody else said it. It was just like, I'm like, what are these girls doing?
Jasmine said it about herself. Like everybody. Yeah.
I'm like, self-proclaim. I don't give a shit. But like, what were these girls doing on the off season that everybody's getting called a slut? Like, damn, y'all wasn't over here with me because I'm surprised, you know?
Yeah, because that is true. Because Nani said it with conviction. Like, she knew what her, that's fair. That's true.
I'm like, how are you seeing this shit? Like,
I don't know.
That was when we didn't hang out with each other outside of it either. It was kind of like,
but people would be hooking up on the low though.
Yeah, there'd be one person you could see or like, well, yes.
Because there are some hookups we know about that they don't talk about on the show. But if you ever watch an episode,
I'm taking them to the grave.
Anissa, why don't you give us a hint of one?
Oh, I'm not telling you anything.
Why? It's just me and you. Nobody else is listening. I don't know why. Just say
it. Listen, in my tell-all book, I may name them, but I'm not that kind of person. You know, I'll tell you off air. Okay. Maybe. It'll be a wedding present.
Oh, that's sweet. I really would love that. It's not on my registry, but I would totally take that. As a wedding gift.
I don't want to see your registry. Diamond bracelet.
It is not diamond bracelets. Just if you want to contribute to our honeymoon in Africa, we would like more money. More countries, then you are more than welcome to. But you are not required to because your presence is the present. That's literally what it says.
Oh, my God.
But all right,
moving on, ma'am.
But I love your wedding present. That'd be great. Telling me who. So yeah, there's a lot of that, and I'm actually a little nervous as the season progresses. How much more? I feel like there's got to be more, and we haven't even gotten to the bachelor and bachelorette parties that occur on this season.
I forgot about that.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Because I think we co-hosted the bachelorette party.
Because we were not dancing at it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
I had enough of being called a stripper because I got slut shamed enough.
Yeah. And me, I just don't have enough rhythm for it, really. But
it's okay. You could have caught a beat. These people don't care. They never play the right music with you anyway.
They don't. That's actually fair. See, if I'd known that, then that's actually fair.
So what's really funny, and I feel like a lot of people don't know, is that you could be the most skilled dancer in the world, but because MTV doesn't have clearance for about 99% of the songs that we actually hear out, they will then put a song that is cleared on over you dancing. So
it's not what you were listening to when you were actually dancing. No. It was a different song.
Of course it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So you could always, even though you might not have rhythm, blame it on MTV.
That's fair. That is actually 100% fair.
That's the only time you can blame them on the edit, I think. Mm-hmm. For real, for real.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With each new podcast comes a new segment. So here we have a few segments with relation to free agents. Mm-hmm. So, Devin, I'm going to ask you your TBT moment of the episode or your favorite moment of the episode and your leave that in the past moment.
Mm-hmm. My favorite moment of the episode, so we're combining episodes 1 and 2, would have to be LaToya's SmackDown. And not because I don't love Jimmy. I do. LaToya could have been doing it against anyone. But the way she showed up, showed out, and kept running her mouth the whole time, it still gives me feels all these years later. I love you, LaToya, for that. Yes, girl. May we all find our inner LaToya this week. And then for the let's leave that in the past. Well, there's so much. You know, so much I'm sure we'll get to. But let's say, let's leave in the past. Maybe this is the matchmaker in me, because you know that's my real job, y'all. When two people seem to be hitting it off, let's leave them be and not think to ourselves. I mean, it's good to have self-confidence, but let's not say, well, I want that person, so I'm just going to go and take them. Because A, it may make you look like a fool, but B, it's just, you know, wait your turn. That, yeah, let's leave that in the past. What about you, Anissa? What was your favorite moment of the episode, and what would you like to leave in the past?
Well, my favorite part of the episode was after, I think, the second episode, there's like an outtake from like what you didn't see on the show, and it's of Preston in bed, and Johnny Riley has to serve him breakfast without a shirt on, and he is just pleased. He was like, there's nothing like eggs and a 10-pack, and then he's like, it's lovely to have meat with breakfast. So I loved Preston. Yes. I wish they showed more of his personality, because he was hilarious. So hilarious. That was a very funny moment of like just encompassing like how silly we all were together, and how we were a family. Let's leave that in the past. I mean, we could leave all the slut shaming in the past, because Lord, ladies, everybody was a slut.
Yeah, there was a lot of that said. Yeah,
you know. So if we could just leave the S word in the past, unless you're saying it about yourself or your friends would like to be only referred to as that,
or if it's what you like in the bedroom, hey, go you. You know.
Yeah, of course.
You do, but
yeah, whatever that means to you, though, because that, you know.
That's fair.
Could be very different. I'm also going to leave my secret hookups in the past as well. Thank you very much. And these were great episodes here with Anissa and Devin.
But before you leave them in the past, Anissa, if they want to find you and maybe coerce you into sharing some of your hookups, where can they follow you on social?
I take money and candles. You can find me at Anissa MTV. On Instagram, that's AnneesaMTV. I am nowhere else, but Devin is.
You can find me on devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y. Simone with an I. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see my socials. I'm most active on Instagram, which is Devin Simone. So is Twitter. So is TikTok. You can also see a sneak peek of the new show I'm on if you go to my Instagram. So go check that out. And if you liked this episode, remember to rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Let us know in the comments some of your favorite moments from the episodes. We love that you guys are rewatching it with us. DM us and let us know some questions you may have had about the season, and maybe we will be able to shout you out and incorporate your questions in future episodes. And make sure you tell a friend and a friend of a friend and all the friends, but also warn them that this was shot many years ago and that some of the things we no longer condone now.
And we will not be held responsible for our younger actions. Exactly. We already were. And also remember, you can watch the challenge Free Agents along with us right now for free. Go to ParamountPlus.com and use code ChallengePod to try 1 month free. Terms apply.
And we will see you back here next week for a brand new episode and rewatch as we continue going through the Challenge Free Agents of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Yay.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.